Core Energy Healing Power. How to release toxic energy and activate radiant health and well-being with Matthew Clarkson. Part 4, Review. So let's pause for a moment and reflect on what we've covered so far together. We've practiced a 5-minute warm-up since this really helps to loosen things up. And when you're warm and your body is hot and you even break a sweat, this really facilitates the releasing and the letting go of these toxic emotions. And then we've practiced together two videos which demonstrate the basic procedure. The first video helping to release the fear-related energies, things like anxiety, worry, trauma, and emotions like that from the kidneys and the lower dantian. And then for the second video, we focus on the middle dantian and helping to release things like anger, dislike, feelings of separation, frustration. These are the anger-associated emotions. And then both videos, of course, show you how to interrupt the upper dantian activation. In other words, the mental triggers that maybe you have a certain voice in your head that says no, or that thinks the worst is going to happen, or disbelieves, or something like that. So when we put the palms to our face and the eyes are moving left and right, as I said, it's like scratching a record, and it helps to delete those negative thoughts so that it doesn't reactivate the feelings of fear and anger in the rest of the body. And you'll know that an important part of the procedure is when we, the forgive, forget, let go part, where we just relax and we're just turning gently and the arms are moving a little bit to the left and the right, and we say forgive, forget, let go. Forgive, forget, let go. Just holding the intention to forgive, forget, and let go. And then we use our intention to send or allow the toxic emotions to go down to the ground. And this is such an important part of the practice, because we're holding on to these negative emotions, and they're really toxic to the body-mind. We don't realize often that we're kind of punishing ourselves. Like when you hate someone, or when you feel like, I want to kill this guy, or, you know, or even just a more of a subtle version of, I don't like that, you know, I just don't like what this person did, or I just don't feel, you know, I just don't like that. Even just a subtle dislike is a kind of anger flavor, which is really kind of punishing yourself. We don't realize that we're punishing ourselves by disliking other people, or let alone hating them, or feeling like you want to kill them. But it's important to kind of face up to these energies which are part of being a human being. We don't realize just how much, you know, as children, for example, so many of us have suffered abuse. We've suffered with our parents, maybe, or our caregivers. And for children, it's very hard to accept, even impossible to accept, that their parents would do something bad. It's even a security threat to even believe that your primary caregivers could hurt you in that way, in any way. And so, as children, we blame ourselves. And as children, remember, we're just like sponges. We don't question anything. We just take everything in. We absorb all of the information coming in without question. And so, you know, children blame themselves because they wouldn't want to accept that their primary caregivers could hurt them in that way. So that's why we tend to not want to express our anger and our rage when we realize what's happened a lot of the time. And so that's why we keep our energetic level below the level of anger, usually in kind of apathy, grief, or fear. And then the anger will kind of spill out a little bit in covert, subtle ways. But it's still there, influencing the situation. So just becoming aware of this is tremendously helpful. and holding the intention to forgive, forget, and let go. Because in holding the intention to forgive, forget, and let go, we're giving that energy permission. We're kind of acknowledging, if it is there, that it's okay for it to be there. We're not trying to suppress it and push it down and say, I don't want to deal with this. And also, we're not expressing it in covert ways or even overt ways, you know, running around causing so much more suffering and creating more of a backlash in all of these other situations in life. So in this practice, we're just calmly giving ourselves permission to accept if that energy is there, to give it space, to give it permission to be there, and to simply welcome it, but also to hold the intention to forgive, forget, and let go. And all of these things will increase the positive well-being and the peace and the happiness that you can naturally experience. And many people I know are already experiencing this. Got an email here from Caroline. She says, if I can read from the email, Caroline, she says, I received the free resources and sorry for my late answer. Well, actually, I'm not so sorry because the latest content I received from you made me decide to go for it. How is that? Smiley face. She says, it is amazing how the universe works. This is exactly what I need in this time of my life. About 6 months ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and deep down, I know that it is due to severe childhood trauma, and that trauma cascade a lot of negative experiences which caused unresolved anger, disappointment, and even hatred. So your latest videos were absolutely right to the point for me. So today I will subscribe, and thank you so much, Caroline, for joining, and for all the new people who are joining. It means a lot to get that feedback, and it's great to know that we've got something that's really working here, and it's a pleasure to share it with you. Now, another point. The most important thing is always that you listen to your own inner guidance system. And we'll talk more about this inner guidance system as we go. But very simply right now, when you're feeling good or something feels better or you feel some positive emotion, this means that you're thinking thoughts that are generally more in alignment, more in resonance with your core self, with source energy. And when you're thinking things that feel bad, it means that you're thinking something that's causing more of a separation, and you're going against the flow of your own energy, of source energy itself. So when we're looking for things to do, always know that even though other people have good ideas and good practices to share, the most important thing is that you're always checking in with yourself, and that your own inspiration is coming from inside. You're not looking to something outside to provide that. It's okay to get help and to get support from others, and I'm happy that you're doing that here on Spiritual Growth Monthly. But overall, we want to encourage you to find your own inner alignment with yourself using your own inner guidance system, and then it doesn't have to come from any one specific source. You'll find that the universe, as Caroline says, is showing up and helping you in all kinds of miraculous ways, not just this one. Obviously, we hope you're enjoying this stuff too, and it's great that people are. Okay. Oot says in another comment on the Abundant Energy edition, says, where are the other sessions? Can't seem to find them to order anywhere. Well, Ouz, the good news is that we've actually put all of the Qigong Power programs available for members now. So if you log in, and you'll see on the top navigation, there's a link to Qigong Power programs. If you click on that, you'll see a link to all three. Abundant Energy Qigong Power, A Joyful Stress-Free You in 21 Days. Core Energy Healing Power, How to Release Toxic Energy and Activate Radiant Health and Well-Being. And the Foundational Qigong Power, Heal Your Body, Build Inner Power, Align with Source Energy. So you'll find them all there. We're making them available to all our members now. So now I know some people are going to have some questions about which program to do in which situation. In fact, Charles commented on the foundational Qigong page, basically saying that he's enjoying the Qigong, but he's also had issues with tumors and cancer and so on and things like that. And he's using herbs and tonics to address some lung cancer issues. And it seems to be working good. He wants to continue with the Qigong, but was finding the standing meditation a little bit too much. And what I said to Charles, I just want to summarize the email that I sent to Charles. Great that you're seeing visible progress with your recovery. I just want to again repeat that none of our programs are designed to diagnose, treat, or cure medical conditions. But there certainly is a lot of research showing that Qigong and mind-body training practices can really help with the dis-ease or the underlying emotional causes. Now, for people wanting to know which of our Qigong programs is good to do in different situations, I want to suggest that the foundational Qigong program is a great one to do when you're already feeling quite good. You know, it's like when you have some money and that is the time when you want to invest in your future, right? That's the time when you want to put some money away. And that's when the standing meditation is good, because in the foundational Qigong program, we're looking to kind of relax, heal, but then to store the energy in the lower dantian using the standing meditation postures. So think of the standing meditation is like depositing funds or investing capital in your energetic structure. So it's a great all-round practice to do. And the soft Qigong that comes immediately before the standing meditation is just a very relaxing, gentle Qigong movement practice, a soft Qigong practice that helps you to relax and open and allow the Qi to flow. So if you're not feeling that strong, then don't push the standing meditation, just, you know, a little bit over time and build it up if you feel inspired to do that. So that's the foundational Qigong program. The Abundant Energy program is a great one to do as a great warm-up. It combines the uplifting music, the energized breath walking, with the gratitude and visualization and meditation to put it all into a short 15-minute practice that you can do. And it's something that's really fun. It gets you focusing into positive emotions and moving your body and feeling good. That's just a great all-round practice to do that feels really good. And it's delivered in a 21-day challenge format. So if you enjoy challenging yourself, see if that appeals to you. But you can use these programs however you feel inspired to do so or not. Just whatever you feel inspired to do. So that is the Abundant Energy program. And that's also a great warm-up for any other type of Qigong or mind-body practice as well, including this one. So you could do the 15-minute breath walking exercise and Abundant Energy routine as a warm-up for the core energy healing. That works well too. And the core energy healing program is obviously great when there's some kind of emotional dis-ease or you have some feelings that you want to release. You know, anything less than feeling vibrantly good and positive in your body, then do the core energy healing one. And in fact, do the core energy healing one anyway, because the more you do it, the better you feel. That's certainly been my experience. Do that one. The core energy healing practice is more about kind of releasing negative emotions. That's the focus of that. Now, you can use all of these three Qigong power programs interchangeably, okay? So you can do the breath walking, warm up, then you can go into the core energy healing and then finish, if you're feeling good, then do the standing meditation. You can use any or all of these elements as your core energy, as your source energy directs you to do. And the way to do that is to follow your own inner guidance, okay? When something's feeling good, then that means you're on the right track and you're doing it and it's coming from inside and you're that's where it's coming from and you get the idea. And then, but if something is not feeling good, that means you're more like off track, okay? So, you know, then you're reaching for something that is help you feel a bit better in that moment. And it might not be Qigong. It might just be getting a cup of coffee or going for a walk in the park. When you're tuning into your own inner guidance, you'll find the right thing for you to do in that situation. And it may or may not follow whatever some other system that someone else is sharing with you might be. So hopefully that makes sense as a cue to follow your own inner guidance. That said, these three Qigong power programs are my favorite. I love to do them, I love to share them, and I hope you're enjoying them as much as I am. All right, so getting back to core energy healing. Oh, one other question that we get a lot is, do I have to do core energy healing standing up? And the answer is absolutely not. It's great to do sitting down. I've demonstrated it standing up in the video because I think it's good to engage your body, to get involved, to warm up, which is why we have I recommend the warm-up before as well. But to do it standing up, I find, is really good because it's more, you're more engaging with the practice, and you'll get warmer, you'll feel better, and the chi can flow more when you're standing up. So those are the reasons to do it standing up. However, sometimes you just feel you want to sit down, you feel like you want to rest a bit more as you're doing it, then go ahead and sit down. That's absolutely fine. And when you're sitting down, the practice is almost identical. The only difference that I can see is when you come to the forgive, forget, let go. At this point, you don't want to swing your arms around from side to side. What you want to do is kind of gently rock on your tailbone. So let's just do that a bit together now, just so you can get a feel for it. So you're sitting on a chair, and this is a lot of fun to do. It's really pleasurable to do, and it can really help to activate some good feelings. So let's just do this a bit together. So sitting on the edge of a bed or on a chair, just kind of shift your weight just a little bit, maybe only a couple of inches at the most, from the left to right. So it's kind of at this kind of pace, like left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. So you're kind of rocking a little bit, shifting from left to right. And feel how that feels throughout your whole body. Feel your body as a whole. And now you can start to just say to yourself in your mind, as you're rocking, forgive, forget, let go. Forgive, forget, let go. Let it go down to the ground. Use your intention. Let go your fear, let go your worry, let go your anger, let go your dislike, disapproval of yourself, of others. Let go. Forgive, forget, let go. Forgive, forget, let go. Let go your worries, let go your anger, let go your frustration. Let it go down to the ground. Palms are facing the ground, sitting on your thighs, facing the ground. And you're rocking just a little bit as you're saying, forgive, forget, let go. Eyes are closed, looking inwards, looking into your whole body. And you can adjust the frequency of the rocking, of the movement on your tailbone. So if you want a bit more in your chest area, you can move that area a little bit more. And you're trying to feel the space. You feel the sensations in your body. There's any stuck energy or anything like that. You can feel that. Welcome that. Allow that. and then also welcome the space behind it and through it, the light. That's you're saying forgive, forget, and let go. Holding the intention to forgive, forget, and let go. Okay. And rest. And feel your body as a whole. Smile into your whole body, into your heart, and welcome the love that you are, the love, the joy, the happiness. And rest. Yeah, so if you need to sit down, you can, when you do forgive, forget, let go, you can do it like that. And that can be really, really nice. Really, really good. The rocking, the shaking movement just helps to sort of dislodge any blockages. It can be very, very effective. So do try that. Do that a bit more. Also, I want to say that what happens when you do this practice. Well, one thing that happens is you tend to get a lot of flatulence and gas. Start to burp a lot. Pass a lot of wind. This is all really, really good sign. It's a sign that your body is, your body-mind is releasing stuff that's not helpful. So don't worry about that. Just open a window or. All right, so I think we've covered everything we need to cover for today. Keep practicing. Let me know how it goes. And I will see you in the next session where we'll talk about some variations and give you some practice audios and things that you can enhance the practice even further. So enjoy your practice, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.